This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 147 of The Joy of Classical Music, and part 2 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series devoted to the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. French coloratura soprano Julie Rosé's recent debut album, Love Said to Me, is a collection of 22 French art songs that explore the complexities of love, and from that album we opened with Claude Debussy's 1884 art song, Ariel's Romance, a setting of Paul Bourget's poem of the same name. Gender-ambiguous nature spirit from Shakespeare's The Tempest, the song finds Ariel expressing longing and love for Miranda, the daughter of Prospero. This week's feature composition is the Bill Evans Suite from Symbiosis, a tribute to Bill Evans, a recent album from the Thomas Clausen Trio and the Singapore Symphony Orchestra. But first, it's more from Julie Rosé's wonderful new album. The album's title track, Love Said to Me, is the first song in a cycle called Seven Songs for Gladys, which was written by French composer Charles Coquelin in 1935. A big movie fan, Coquelin was infatuated with Anglo-German actress Lillian Harvey, whose performance as Gladys O'Halloran in the 1931 film Calais to Dover inspired the song. Composer Eric Whitaker saw the Palisades fires in Los Angeles up close and personal, and The Pacific Has No Memory recounts that experience. The title refers to a scene from the 1994 film The Shawshank Redemption, where Andy tells Red that if he ever gets out of prison, he'll go to the Pacific Coast because the Pacific has no memory. It's a place to be reborn and start anew. Here's violinist Anne Akiko Myers and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. Book of Flowers is a collection of 16 character pieces for solo piano written by American composer Adam Roberts for pianist Conrad Dow. We'll be listening to two pieces, Shavasana, a piece that explores the sensation of serenity, followed by Rolling Waves, which examines sentiment and romance.
Thank you.
Before we get to this week's featured work, I'm going to play one more track from Julie Rosé's album Love Said to Me. Claude Debussy's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair was inspired by a poem of the same name from Le Comte de Lisle's 1852 collection Ancient Poems, and it depicts a beautiful young girl with flaxen hair singing in a pastoral Scottish landscape. Symbolising innocence and naivety, the song was written around 1882 and is not to be confused with his famous 1910 piano prelude of the same name. Now it's this episode's featured work, the Thomas Clausen Trio and the Singapore Symphony Orchestra performing the Bill Evans Suite from their recent album, Symbiosis, a tribute to Bill Evans. The Bill Evans Suite is a six-part orchestral work composed in 1969 by the Danish jazz trumpeter and composer Pelle Mikkelborg. Originally commissioned for a Danish television show featuring the Bill Evans Trio performing alongside the Danish Radio Big Band and members of the Royal Danish Orchestra, it's a concerto grosso-like work that interweaves the work of Bill Evans with Mikkelborg's own introductions and interludes. And that's us. Next week's featured work is Igor Stravinsky's 1958 cantata, Threni, or to give it its full title, that is to say, The Lamentations of Jeremiah the Prophet. Until then, here's jazz pianist Thomas Clausen, his trio, and the Singapore Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.